or something like that?
People call them different things.
Some peaches come in May and some in June. One in June is the better peach.
Some of them call it a clear seed or clear stone or something like that.
But we have peach orchards around here now. Very few people have their own peaches because the world's getting so bad. And we have orchards that we go to and buy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to can them, can them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in your freezers.
What would you call the inside part of them?
Heart. The kernel.
Mm-hmm.
The little peach kernel.
Mm-hmm. How about on a cherry?
Well, I don't know too much about cherries, but I imagine so. I don't know anything about cherry trees.
Now, how about pies you might make out of peaches or something?
Peach pie is delicious.
Do you make just a plain flat kind of pie or a deep?
I like to make the deep one. I think the tea is better.
What do you call those?
See, that's very much.
Cobblers?
Peach cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Peach cobbler.
Okay.
But I said, but one in the family, until my sister came here, it was just myself, you see. And I don't do all that. You kind of get out of cooking, because I can go out and eat cheaper.
That's right,
Eat one good meal out every day, and I can go eat $5 a day, and I couldn't stay home and cook.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, I eat out. My husband travels out of town a lot, and I eat out then.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah. What about things you grow in the garden, like onions, different kinds of onions?
Onions and cucumbers, tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
bell peppers, hot peppers. Squash.
Okay.
Yes. And butter beans. Don't leave those out in string beans.
Butter beans.
Every gardener has a row or two of butter beans and string beans.
What color are the butter beans?
We always plant those green ones. I do not like the speckled ones now. I don't like those.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people like them.
Do you have one called a civvy bean or a civvy?
Well, that's the butter bean. It's the civvy bean.
Okay. Yeah. The green
and
ones?
That's what they used to call them. You got any civvy beans?
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear that word anymore. That's past now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that in your report.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear that word anymore.
I was looking up, trying to figure out what those were. I'd had it from some of my records before, you know, and I think it came from some kind of Indian name.
Mm-hmm. And it's a colored bean. It's like a butter bean, only it's a black. And when you cook it, your juice is black looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what to call them. Speckled beans. Speckled, I believe, is what they call them.
Okay. How about greens?
Colored greens.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind?
Cabbage.
Would you have any term for all that in general?
Well, I would just say vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You plant your garden with nothing but vegetables in it to have. And Irish potatoes, roll or two Irish potatoes. Eggplants.
Mm. Grow eggplants?
Yeah. My friend from the farm told me the other day, he said, Miss Mary, I got 93 heads of tomatoes. I've got 20 cabbage plants. And I don't think he's ever farmed too much because he was from Ohio. And I've got a couple of eggplants, squash.
Hmm.
Oh, he was just thrilled to death with his garden.
Are the eggplants something new or is
no,
that?
No, always.
You've always had
but
those.
I tell them once you, and they grow, they start little tiny things on the bush. And then they grow to be big plants, to be big things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's purple on the outside. You just